The Tigers and the Angels on Thursday night. Guess who's back? It's Mike Trout following a five-game absence due to an ailing hammy. Tigers get right to work in the top of the first.
So the batter now is Upton, and he swings and drives the ball deep into center field, and that one is gone. Boy, that was a deep home run to dead center, well over 400 feet. It cleared all the high bushes out there behind the outfield wall out on the batter's eye, and nothing cheap about that three-run shot. It's 3-0 Tigers.
Upton unloaded.
Here's the next pitch, and there's another ball that's hit deep down the right field side, tight to the line, and that one is gone. That is Andrew Romine, a former Angel who wasn't even in the original starting lineup, and he hits his second home run of the season, and now it is 5-0 Detroit. Here's the 2-2, and that's waved and missed, and that was a slider that gets Maldonado. Fulmer ready, here's the next one, and it's a swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball struck him out. It's a little easier process. There's a cut and a miss, and Pennington is out on strikes. Next pitch. That's a base hit through into left field. Going into third base, being waved home is Kinsler, and the throw is late. He'll score. Cabrera has an RBI hit, his first hit of the night. They have him at the corners. And the lead has grown to 7-1.
Tigers take down the Angels 7-1. Ian Kinsler, a successful return to action with a three-hit night. He missed his previous four games due to hamstring tightness. Mike Trout, meanwhile, 0-4 after a five-game absence to snap his career-long hitting streak at 17 games, which had been the longest active streak in the major leagues. The Angels fell behind early and could never quite recover, as a 5-0 deficit by the second would turn into a 7-1 loss to the Tigers on Thursday. Here is the Halo skipper, Mike Socha, following the setback to Detroit.
Really comes down to a couple pitches. First pitch slider to Upton after he'd come back after the two singles and, got struck out Cabrera and got Martinez out. The first pitch slider to Upton, he just left it over the heart of the plate and he didn't miss it. And second inning, leads off with a fastball to McCann. He jumps on it and just got a pitch in Andrew Romine's zone, and he hits out of the park. And outside of that, he settled in and threw the ball the way we had expected. So came down to a couple pitches early. And once Fulmer got a lead, he's got good stuff, and he pitched a strong game for them. Oh, Yunel's been swinging about much better the last 10 games or so. So it's good to see him back where he needs to be. And, we've got probably, a handful of guys in our lineups that right now are struggling for a little bit of a little rhythm. They're not seeing the ball as well as they can. We've got some guys that are just fighting themselves and, they need to exhale and kind of take a step back. And that's what we're working towards, and hopefully we'll get there. But, we know we're better on the offensive side. We know we will be better, and we just have to keep working towards that and get our process where it needs to be. Right now, even though our on-base percentage isn't great, we're getting a good amount of guys in scoring position. We haven't been able to cash in, so we need to keep pressuring them and get that done. It did. He had to open it up on a couple ground balls, and he said he felt fine, so that's a good sign.
And then Martino Donato took a pretty hard hit off his wrist. Mm-hmm. Okay?
He stayed in. He's a tough kid. We'll see how it sets up tomorrow, but, he looks like he's okay.
The Angels send Matt Shoemaker to the mound on Friday as he squares off with Jordan Zimmermann.